This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, man.
If you missed the morning mess this morning,
you got to help me.
Here's what you missed.
Okay, it's a Feel Good Friday. This is the point where we turn over all the mics to our own Natasha Castles for a missed connection.
Yes, we have Isabella on the line, and we're actually trying to reconnect her with her lost puppy.
Isabella.
Hi.
Good morning. We're all dog lovers in studio, and this is breaking our heart.
I know. Thank you so much for helping me. I'm really not in a good place right now about my dog, Milo.
I mean, the way you lost him is just terrible in itself. Please explain to the guys what happened.
So recently, I caught my now ex, fiance cheating on me.
God.
He had just proposed to me. Our engagement was pretty recent. So right after, I caught him in the act. And we'd already been living together for a year. And when we moved in together, he surprised me with a puppy.
Okay.
So then, I've had Milo for about a year now. You know, I caught him with the girl. The skank just ran out of the house. And then apparently, I guess when she ran out, the puppy got out too. And this has been, like, over 4 weeks, and I'm convinced that Milo's still alive and out there, and I just need some help to find him. And I've put up posters. There's missing posters all over the neighborhood. I just haven't heard anything yet.
So you caught your man in the act with the girl, and you obviously probably made a scene, and she ran out the door?
Yeah, she ran, and I guess, you know, Milo got out, and I was, you know, obviously and I didn't realize, and I haven't seen him now.
You don't think she dognapped them? You didn't think she picked up the clothes and the puppy? Like, I'm taking everything.
Oh, God.
No?
I hope not.
I don't think so.
Yeah, have you had a chance to talk to your ex maybe since then? I don't know if anyone's told him anything about the whole puppy situation.
No, I mean, I haven't talked to him about it. I mean, I just don't want anything to do with him, so.
Who stayed living at that spot? Did he move out?
Yeah, he moved out. I'm still here.
Okay. What kind of dog is it?
Well, it's a golden retriever.
Oh, my God. Those are expensive.
Yeah, I know.
They are?
Really,
yeah.
Really sweet dogs.
Those are awesome dogs. Natasha, I know you've been working on this one for weeks.
Yes, especially like with the dogs. This is a different kind of misconnection here. Searching around the area, kind of going door to door from where you live at. And there's a person that has a matching description to your dog that could possibly be Milo.
Oh, my gosh. I'm really crossing my fingers. You know, I've had a really rough couple weeks. I could really use a win right now.
Is there a reward for this dog?
Are you kidding?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. I'll pay anything.
Natasha can come up. Natasha,
I was about to say, who gets the reward? Is it Jade or is it me?
You guys, we're going to hopefully find her dog. That's the most important part, not the money.
I mean, it was a valid question, okay?
It was a valid question.
The money is not important.
You're right. It's not about the money. But
yeah.
If it was, how much was that reward for anyways?
Wow.
Isabel. Well, I can pay at least $500.
$5,000? What?
Joey?
No, just kidding. Just kidding.
She's just asking for a friend.
Yeah, I'm asking for a friend.
That's me.
It rhymes with Fatasha Fassels.
Hi.
Okay, so we're going to talk to this girl, Jade, up next and find out if this is Milo, okay, Isabella?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Hold on right there. Is she on hold?
Yeah.
Hey, man, she's going to give us this $500, bro.
Stop it. No, we're not.
That's breakfast burritos for a month, bro.
Are you kidding right now?
Oh, you're not going to take the reward money she offers it?
No.
Okay.
I'm not greedy. Like you guys.
I wasn't even talking to you, first of all. You and even Natasha's the one that found the dog, if it is the dog.
What do you mean? You know what?
Natasha.
Hi.
If she offers a reward, are you taking it or not?
No, Joey.
Okay.
Can we focus on the misconnection here?
Okay. Calling
Jade. Jade is her name.
Yeah,
we're calling Jade next.
All right. My goodness. Dog lovers are hitting us up, sitting, waiting patiently. Isabella, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm really, really hoping that this is the right dog.
The whole valley is, Natasha. So Isabella contacted you to find her lost puppy.
Mm-hmm.
And for a couple of weeks here, you've been working on this one.
Well, yeah. I mean, can you imagine just losing your little puppy or your little dog? And, you know, you with kids, your kids are wondering where this dog is at. You're probably just worried. Like, where are you eating? Are you safe? Hopefully, you know, a car hasn't crossed your path.
Oh, my God.
These are real concerns.
Yeah, I mean, that would obviously be the worst case scenario. I really hope that somebody found Milo and has been taking care of him for me, and I just hope I can find that person.
Well, I did tell you before the break that I found a girl. Her name is Jade. She does have a dog that she found that has very similar characteristics to Milo, also a golden retriever, and I have her number right here in front of me to call her and see if we can see if this is your dog.
Okay, thank you so much.
Let's give her a call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Jade?
Yes, hello.
Hi, Jade. It's Natasha Castles with Live 101.5, The Morning Mess. You're actually on the radio with us right now, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so we spoke earlier this week about a dog that you had found, the golden retriever, and I do have the possible owner, because we don't know if this is the Milo. Isabella's on the line right now.
Hi, Jade, I know that this is probably a really crazy way to start off a Friday morning, but I've just been going through a really tough time without my dog, and Milo's just like my baby. Like, I've been without him for a couple weeks, so I'm really hoping that you have my dog.
I'm calling him Bailey now.
You're calling the dog Bailey?
Yeah, that's what my daughter wanted to call her. I'm just really worried about giving up the dog, and, you know, this better be the original owner, because this dog's become like a part of my family and my kids' family.
Yeah, I mean, if it is Milo, I can absolutely understand that, because Milo is just the sweetest dog, and I love the strange little bald spot that he has on his back. It's really cute. It almost looks like a smiley face.
My kids are going to be so upset.
So it is Milo, you think, then?
I think it is, yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Oh, wow.
You have no idea how relieved I am.
I mean, this is just really hard. I'm happy for you, Isabella, but this is going to be, like, really, really hard on my family. We've just gotten so attached to him.
Aw.
But you know what the right thing to do is, though, Jade.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's why, you know, we're having this conversation.
I do still have the information for the breeder that I got Milo from, and maybe I can get you in touch with them. I mean, maybe there's a way that your kids can get a new dog, too, and then they can, you know, have a puppy that they can raise from birth, and it might be really good for them.
Or, you know, it's always better to adopt, too, to visit one of the shelters.
We hadn't even had plans of getting a dog, but Bailey just, like, sorry. Yeah.
Well, Jade, how old is, you said, your daughter?
Seven. I have two kids, 5 and 7. My daughter's older. She's 7.
Yeah, they're still young enough. This is what you do. You go try to buy a dog that looks just like...
Why would you do this?
Oh, my
It looks like Miley. What the hell?
Milo.
That's what I said. Milo, just replace it. They'll never know.
Yeah, exactly. Laugh at it, because that's a ridiculous suggestion.
Three options. I think my option makes more sense.
No.
You can go to, the pound or a rescue center like Natasha, or you can get help from Isabella to get another one as a puppy, or don't deal with any of the drama and just buy one that looks exactly like it. The kids won't know. They don't know anything at 7 years old.
What are you going to do then? Shave the bald spot into the dog?
Yes.
Take the kids to the shelter, have them pick out a dog. And you know what? This can be a new friendship with Isabella also. Get some visitation or something. I don't know if you guys want to have...
Yeah, anytime your kids want to come over and play with Milo, they're welcome to.
What do you think, Jade?
Yeah.
Oh, Jade is sad.
No, I know. Before this conversation, I knew that this was a possibility. I just didn't want to, you know, release Bailey unless I was sure it was legit. And I think with everything Isabella's gone through, you know, it would be very unfair for me to not do the right thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Isabella, you're going to get your dog back. When can she go pick up the dog, or you guys can meet?
I mean, we can do that quickly. I'd just like to have a moment to talk to the girls and say goodbye, maybe.
Maybe, Isabella, you can go help her shop for a dog.
Yeah, of course. We can, you know, have puppy play dates, too, once you get your new dog.
Oh,
see?
There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Aww.
Jade, we're hugging you right now.
Thank you, guys.
It's okay. It's going to be tough, but we'll get through this together.
I still think she's just by the dog that looks like that other dog. That way her 7-year-old doesn't know the difference.
No.
They're 7. They don't know nothing until they're 8.
They know something at 7, okay?
Shave the back of the head like
really?
The other one dog.
You're tripping.
Y'all hating.
Doing too much.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5:30 to 10 a.m.
Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.